I think right now the American people are scared. They're frightened. They're angry. They see a government that bailed out Wall Street with their money, with their children's money. They see a government taking over a healthcare system, the finest healthcare system in the world, that of course had some problems with pricing, but the solution is not to take it over. They see a $787 billion stimulus bill, bills like cap and trade being voted on in the House of Representatives. These are things that are not the norm for the United States of America. Our government is supposed to be limited. It's supposed to be small. And off of that, you're going to get that kind of raw emotion that we saw on Monday night, that we've seen throughout this campaign. You're going to get tea parties. You're going to get protests. And you know what? Whether we need it or not, whether it's good or not, it is the American people's fundamental right to petition their government for a redress of grievances, as it says in the First Amendment. So if they're angry, if they're upset, then the government needs to listen to that and back off a little bit.
I would double that too. I think we'll get back to the whole thing that people are afraid, and they're afraid because they don't feel like they have a voice. I've been heckled just as the other two candidates have been heckled, although not as much, because I'm an outsider. But people are afraid because they see themselves as not having any power anymore, and then this majority in the House and the Senate, which is all of one party, one way of thinking, which is not wrong, it's just one way that's not balanced by anything else, is sitting there pushing an agenda. And quite frankly, it's not so much what the Democrats did, it's what they didn't do. They didn't repeal the Patriot Act. They didn't counterbalance some of the things that the Republicans did. They didn't get us out of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and things like that.
Okay, Congresswoman?
Yeah, people are incredibly frustrated. People are angry. The Clinton administration turned over the largest budget surplus to the Bush administration. And unfortunately, that surplus was squandered. We went to war in two countries and cut taxes twice on top of that. As a nation, the former administration passed a Medicare Part D prescription drug bill and borrowed money to do that. Turning over the economy just a year and a half ago, we had 22 consecutive months of job losses. We were losing around 700,000 jobs per month. You know, during the entire Bush administration, the 8 years, there were 660,000 net jobs lost in the private sector. Just this year, there's been an over 800,000 job private sector increase. It's not good enough. Obviously, we've lost many, many jobs. But people are really angry. They have a right to come out. They have a right to express themselves. And I think people are upset about the lack of partisanship. This is a state that had Mo Udall and Barry Goldwater. People could work together. And now everything's getting so incredibly divided. And that's why I'm really honored to have many prominent Republicans come forward and endorse me and support me, because we know how to work together to get jobs done here in Southern Arizona. We've got a lot of work to do, but people are really fired up right now.